And now it's a waiting game for one Shropshire couple who've taken their campaign against assisted dying to the High Court. It's illegal to help someone to die, but Nikki and Merv Kenwood from Aston-on-Clun are unhappy about an amendment by the Director of Public Prosecutions, which would make it less likely that healthcare professionals involved in assisted dying cases would be prosecuted. Here's Nikki.
We have to have very safe guidelines, and I'm saying that if you open this door, you better be careful what you walk into, because we are not getting the whole story here. You've got to ask yourself, what is this world going to look like?
Nikki Kenwood from Aston-on-Clun. Well, Nikki and her husband succeeded in getting a judicial review into this amendment, financially backed by the Christian Legal Centre. And Libby Powell from the Christian Legal Centre joins me now. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Why did you decide to back the Kenwoods campaign?
We decided to back the Kenwoods campaign because we think it's a very crucial case. Assisted dying is a topic which is in the news very often. You'll remember the Parliament vote on it back in September. What this case is about is protecting vulnerable people, who Nikki herself would say she is, from a culture where death is promoted, where doctors, rather than stepping in to help people, are actually free, more free, to help people to die and to not be prosecuted, to not face proper criminal sanctions for that.
So is that what concerns you about this amendment by the Director of Public Prosecutions?
Absolutely. We believe, as the Kenwoods do, that this amendment will make it easier for doctors with agendas, for healthcare workers with agendas, and there are doctors out there who said this amendment makes our life a lot easier. We're concerned that this amendment will change the way that care is given, that vulnerable people will even feel at risk, perhaps, going into hospital, thinking, who am I going to meet and what agenda do they have and will they be prosecuted if something happens to me?
Nikki and Murph were surprised when they were granted the judicial review. Were you surprised about that?
We were very pleased. What the judge said at the initial hearing was that this was a very important issue, and the issues in it were so complex that it did need to be heard by a bench of three more judges, which is indeed what happened a couple of weeks ago.
Of course, the reason that this is being talked about and the reason that we had the vote was because of the argument towards people's right to choose their own suffering. And you think of people like Tony Nicholson, who campaigned for that right.
Yeah.
So that his loved ones, if they carried out his wishes, wouldn't end up being prosecuted. What do you say to cases like that?
Yes, well, first of all, these cases are absolutely horrendous, and I have no experience of seeing a loved one in that situation. However, the answer is not to weaken the law, because a difficult case like Tony Nicholson, like Debbie Purdy, etc., makes bad law. So as a society, we need to uphold life, preserve life, offer fantastic palliative care, which we already do. The UK is a leader in that. The answer is not to make it easier for people to end their lives.
Do you have any gut feeling about the result of the judicial review?
I don't, I'm afraid. Really don't know which way it's going to go. We hope and pray that the court rules that the DPP was wrong to make this decision, but as of yet, no idea.
And when do you expect to hear the result?
We hope before Christmas. That would be good.
OK. Libby, thank you very much for joining
thank
us this
you.
Morning. Libby Powell from the Christian Legal Centre.